I was born a year later.
I was trying to think about religion in my youth, and I cannot remember a single sorrow. And I remember so many sorrows that happened at 909. But it was just happened that I was not at Royal Orchard when Father died. Mm-hmm. And I was not at Royal Orchard when Jane and Thornton left. And I wasn't at Royal Orchard when Guest died. And I cannot remember anything but joyful occasions. I have been racking my brain to think, could there have been any sorrow?
You mean when Jane and Thornton left? For what, to go?
Well, to leave our family, I feel, and went to Florida to live, and I just can't remember a single sorrow.
Well, I didn't know the rest from Royal Orchard.
Well, I mean, everything that's happened to me that depressed me and made me sad, has none of these has happened at Royal Orchard.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean Jane Holland did not leave from Royal Orchard? That's what I was wondering.
No, and you and Elizabeth were at Royal Orchard when Father died, and I wasn't there. And I can remember telling Mother that I was going to marry Billy at Royal Orchard, and she was so happy about that. And everything joyful in my life has happened at Royal Orchard.
Well, I make you permanent resident manager.
I think you ought to give it to me. I've always felt that. I think it's extremely...
It's your birthplace.
My birthplace.
You don't want
Bond. It'd be cheaper just to put up a tablet on the wall saying, Mayor Ross Captain Bond here.
And does anybody know if Dr. Fox spent a week or so up there before you were born, or did he have to come up in a buggy from Waynesboro when you started riding?
It was Uncle George Ross.
That was Uncle George Ross.
Well, he was visiting in the household then?
Yes.
No. By invitation. By the guest book up there today.
And he was... He invited there
to supervise Ross at the end of the world.
Oh.
But, and Mother wanted to have her town because Mother was ashamed of having five children. So she went to the country to have the child.
Yeah,
and took Uncle George with her.
I was unwanted, unplanned.
But you wanted now, baby.
Unloved,
I don't think you said July the 4th in Virginia is unplanned.
You think Mother planned to have me on July 4th?
No, but she planned not to have me in a hot Richmond.
Well, then, who knows the story of Mrs. Bell coming out to see Mother and Mother sending her home?
Oh, of course I do.
And Mother sending her home?
Yeah, she came down to be with Mother because the baby was going to be born, and Mother was really acting up. She just thought it was terrible to have another child. And she said, Liza Bell, I don't want you here, you're going home, or something like that.
I know her.
And I can't imagine
her. Oh, yes, I was brought up on that Mother did not want a fifth child. She went to the mountains, I think, the first part of May, and she didn't want to see a living being. She didn't want her own mother there, and Liza Bell got on the train and came down and went to Royal Orchard, and Mother was perfectly furious. And she said, Liza Bell, I came to the mountains because I didn't want to see anyone. I didn't want this child. And I would like you to get right straight on that train and go back to New York where you came from.
On the 4th of December this year, our female corner dog had unwanted puppies. We batted them over the head. Oh. My mother didn't bat you over the head.
I shouldn't have.
Well, when Liza Bell died, she left a beautiful aquamarine pin to me because Mother had left a legacy of $1,000 to Liza Bell in her will. So Liza lived a long time after Mother, and she left that pin for me with a little note to me that my arrival almost broke up their lifelong friendship.
Good love.
And she said, after you arrived, our friendship was cemented even closer and tighter than it ever had been. And She wanted me to have the pin that she had bought with Mother's legacy, and I have it, and I wear it all the time. I wear it a great deal.
But then didn't Mother apologize to us?
Oh, yes. She said that she wrote a note, and she said, come on down. And
see my beautiful baby.
And see this blue-eyed creature that dropped from heaven. And